And now I'm going to continue the topic of bullying and the moves people are making to fight this. And for this interview, I have Ayanda Tekana, who is a parent coach and founder of Tswelopele Kids, which she founded due to her passion for empowering parents with coaching tools and support. Today, she will be talking about bullying and sharing some ideas on how we can protect ourselves from bullying. Ayanda, can you please tell us more about your background?
My name is Ayanda Tekana, and I am a parent coach. So I got into this industry because I was inspired by my son, who is now 13 years old. As a young mom, I really needed to have a knowledge of what exactly does this thing of parenting is, what exactly is the requirements from myself. You know, I had worries about not having a whole lot of money, and I just wanted to know what I then could do with what I had, which was nothing, to still be that great mom, to be that cheerleader for him so that he could reach his unlimited potential.
Please tell us more about Tswelopele.
So my organization, Tswelopele Kids, does a whole lot of work with children. I love working with children. We basically do a whole lot of guiding and support for kids in the townships, all over the place, for parents as well, to make sure that they have the skills that are required to help the children, especially, you know, our children are going through so many challenges. And in many cases, as parents, we didn't really have the expertise where our parents were very close to us in terms of how children today need their relationships to be with their parents. So I basically coached the parents and I gave them guidance. And I also assist the children as well who are going through some challenges to say, okay, how do we help you become the best that you can be?
Recently, you did a talk about bully-proofing children, and the topic of bullying is making big headlines. Why do you think bullying is still happening at schools?
Oh, so I love any conversation where I am talking about bullying, you know. Unfortunately, the reality is hurt people. So when you look at any issues where you are being bullied and all of that, the reality is in many cases, the person who's bullying the other person also has a whole lot of scars that they're dealing with. I know that a whole lot of schools now have put in a lot of anti-bullying policies, but in many cases, they don't cover and look at how to assist the actual person who's a bully to deal with their own challenges. And I'm hoping with time incorporation with a whole lot of specialists into the consultation of what a school field, school playground, all of that should be like, is supposed to be for the well-being of a child in mind, with the well-being of the child in mind, will basically assist the people in the education, in the departments, you know, to basically implement better policies, to be able to offer a holistic program to help everyone. Because it's not just about the child who's being bullied. It's also trying to find out why the one who's bullying the other person is doing that, and what has happened to them, and how to help them also, so that they understand that bullying is not the way.
What are some ways I can protect myself from bullies?
Look for an adult that you can trust and tell somebody. Tell somebody, tell somebody, tell somebody. When you tell the first person who's your teacher, whoever, and they don't listen to you, find someone else to tell. The security guard at your school, somebody will listen and somebody will stand up for you as a child who is being bullied. How do you know if you're being bullied? If somebody's making you feel uncomfortable, that may be through being like them gossiping about you, maybe humiliating you, verbally assaulting you, or even physically assaulting you. If somebody's making you feel uncomfortable, I don't think you should feel scared to at least consult with an adult to say, you know, this is how this makes me feel.
How should my school step in if I'm being bullied at school?
I don't know the different policies at the different schools, but there are usually anti-bullying policies at different schools. So it really does depend. And mostly it starts with telling your teacher. And if your teacher isn't able to assist you, go to the next person go all the way to the principal. Go knock at the principal's door and insist that the principal listens to you. Respectfully, of course, we always want to do everything that we do respectfully. But you as a child need to know that you also have rights. And amongst those rights, there's a right for us as adults to be able to listen to you. And if anyone is feeling that kind of pressure as well, and they have social media, they can also connect with me. I would be very happy to assist them.
Thank you very much for making time to do the interview. And is there anything else you would like to add?
I know that when you're young, sometimes you feel so helpless. So much is happening in your lives, and it's almost scary. But believe you me, even as adults, most of the times, we're going through a whole lot, and it's also just as scary. But if you can find yourself somebody who you trust as an adult, it does not necessarily have to be your parents who gave birth to you. It could be your aunt, it could be your uncle, it could be your cousin who allows you to feel safe. Then reach out to them and have that kind of a relationship with them, so you can tell them what you're going through. And then you'll see that it will actually, you know, be okay. All of us go through bad days. Myself as a mom, I have times where I come home and I cry. And I'm the kind of mom who even cries in front of my children because I want to teach them that it's okay to cry, for instance. So that when they start experiencing life and all of that, they know that that's something that happens. So for you as a child, whether you're a boy, whether you're a girl, it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel sad. But what really helps is to always have somebody who you can talk to, and you have to look for that kind of a person.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.